welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended or to be construed as legal advice. We hope that you enjoy the program.
I'm Caroline Tang, and I'm an immigration shareholder with Ogletree Deacons. Ogletree, in addition to being a premier labor and employment law firm, also has one of the largest dedicated corporate immigration practices in the world. We have over 90 immigration lawyers and over 180 other professionals who practice strictly business immigration. This means that we represent companies of all sizes throughout a variety of industries, sponsoring employment-based visas for foreign nationals working in the United States. Now, it's been an eventful year in the world of immigration. The COVID-19 pandemic has definitely impacted business immigration and raised numerous issues that employers are having to juggle right now, including some recent presidential proclamations and executive orders impacting immigration. The most recent proclamation was issued by the president on June 22, 2020, and directly impacts visas commonly used by professionals and skilled workers in the United States, including the H-1B specialty occupation visa, the H-2B seasonal or temporary visa, the J-1 visa for certain exchange visitors, and the L-1 visa for intracompany employees of multinational companies. So before we delve further into the most recent proclamation, let's talk a little bit about the background of the current climate and the current state of affairs as it applies to business immigration. So as it stands right now with respect to business immigration, despite the various travel bans that have gone into place, business immigration is business as usual within the U.S., meaning that the government agencies adjudicating immigration matters for individuals physically present in the U.S. continue to do just that. Immigration in the U.S. is not handled by a single immigration agency, but rather by different cabinets and agencies that do not necessarily report into each other. So that includes the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, which is an agency of the Department of Homeland Security. And this agency administers our country's naturalization and immigration system. The U.S. Department of Labor, or DOL, which reviews labor market tests that typically take place before employers can sponsor foreign nationals for permanent residence. And the U.S. Department of State, which administers consular visa services around the world, which impacts the ability of foreign nationals to be able to travel from abroad into the United States. So the president's recent proclamations have primarily impacted that last department, the State Department. The broad and immediate impact of the recent proclamations has been on foreign nationals who are physically outside the United States without a valid visa travel document in their passports. Within the United States, much of our immigration adjudication is going on as before. So USCIS, which is that governmental agency that adjudicates petitions and applications here in the U.S., that is operational. As a law firm, we are continuing to file matters for employers sponsoring foreign nationals in the U.S. And actually, USCIS, which still operates almost completely paper-based, is now modernizing and kind of getting with the times and starting to accept scanned and photocopied signatures on their forms rather than requiring wet signatures. Now, in context of COVID-19, outside of the United States, there have been some changes. So as a result of COVID-19, routine visa adjudication at U.S. consulates around the world were suspended back in March. So again, this relates to individuals who were outside the U.S. at that time. If they did not have a valid visa travel document in their passport, as a result of this suspension, they've probably been stuck outside since then, since they haven't been able to get a visa issued in their passport. Within the United States, USCIS suspended certain in-person services at their field offices. So that includes services like biometrics for applications that require your photo and fingerprints, as well as in-person interviews for permanent residency. In the meantime, they were still processing and accepting applications. They just couldn't conduct the in-person services. So we've actually seen that they're starting those in-person services back up again, and we are seeing that foreign nationals are now being scheduled for in-person interviews that will take place soon at USCIS offices. Now, on April 22nd, the president issued an executive order in context of the pandemic, suspending consular processing of immigrant visas, or green cards, permanent residence for individuals outside the U.S. So that did not impact processing of any applications for individuals inside the U.S., but it did include a stipulation that within 30 days, the government would review various other visa programs and recommend measures to stimulate the U.S. economy to prioritize hiring and employment of U.S. workers. Subsequently, on May 29, the president issued a proclamation restricting entry of certain Chinese nationals seeking the F1 student visa or the J1 research professor or scholar visa. And the purpose of this was to target individuals associated with Chinese entities that support its quote-unquote military-civil fusion strategy. So this is directed specifically at Chinese President Xi Jinping's strategy to eliminate barriers between civilian research and the military or defense sector. Also in the context of COVID-19 in March, the president instituted travel restrictions from certain countries to the United States. At that time, the focus was on higher rates of infection in China, Iran, Europe, including the Schengen area, the United Kingdom, Ireland, and Brazil. Those travel bans remain in place. So if you're someone other than a U.S. citizen or lawful permanent resident, or anyone else falling into the listed exceptions, generally, if you are a visa holder from a non-U.S. country, you would not be able to enter the U.S. if you've been in one of those countries within the past 14 days. And of course, the big recent news was the presidential proclamation suspending H-1Bs and other visas. On June 22, 2020, the president announced a suspension of entry for individuals seeking certain visa types, including the H-1B visa for specialty occupations. So those include people with at least a bachelor's degree working in the professions, such as engineers, scientists, accountants, lawyers, doctors, and business professionals. H-2B visas for non-agricultural, seasonal, or peak load temporary workers. These include both skilled and unskilled workers who are working in industries that oftentimes are seasonal in nature, such as landscaping, construction, and fishing. L1 visas for intra-company employees, those would be managers, executives, or specialists within a multinational company, and J1 visas for certain exchange visitors. And that's a pretty wide bucket of folks, including interns, trainees, au pairs, and camp counselors. But the government specifically exempted research scholars and professors from this particular ban. So as of June 24 through the end of calendar year 2020, these individuals and their dependent family members are banned from entry into the United States if they are currently outside the U.S. and if they do not already have a valid visa or other travel document in their passport. So the context given in this proclamation cites COVID-19 for significantly disrupting Americans' livelihoods, including an increase in unemployment rates. And the president indicated that the purpose of this proclamation was to prevent admission of non-immigrant workers in those specified categories and thereby prevent their displacement of currently unemployed U.S. workers. So that's a bit of the backdrop behind this announcement. So as I mentioned earlier, even before this particular proclamation, the consular posts around the world have been closed since March. So for instance, if someone left the country, let's say in February, and they originally had an appointment to get their visa travel document issued by the U.S. consulate in London in March, but then the consulate's shut down in context of COVID-19, and since then, that person hasn't been able to get that H-1B visa travel document in their passport, as a result of this recent proclamation, that person will potentially be stuck outside the U.S. for the rest of the calendar year. So the direct impact of this proclamation is on individuals who have been physically present outside the U.S., unable to get into the U.S. because of those COVID-related consular closures, and now are being told specifically that they cannot come back into the U.S. until 2021 at the earliest. Now, this proclamation does not impact people who are currently in the U.S., even if they hold these types of visas. If they're currently in the U.S. and not going to travel, then they can stay here and continue working pursuant to that visa type. This proclamation also does not impact adjudications at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, which is that in-country agency that processes our immigration petitions and applications. So if you're an employer who is looking to hire a very talented worker who needs H-1B visa sponsorship, and that person is presently in the U.S. working for a competitor, that is business as usual. You can make that offer and file the H-1B petition on behalf of that person, and that person can onboard with you. This proclamation also does not impact other visa types or permanent residence processes. So anything that was not named specifically in this proclamation, so anything other than the H-1B, H-2B, J-1, and L-1, those are not specifically impacted by this particular proclamation. Now, that being said, at this time, in general, we would not recommend international travel for any foreign nationals presently in the U.S. holding valid work authorization. We're keeping a very close eye on things with the help of our Ogletree Governmental Affairs Office based on the Hill, where our connections are letting us know what's being discussed within the White House and amongst the federal agencies. And there could be more travel restrictions coming down the pipeline. So this recent proclamation does provide exemptions for visa applicants who are providing services essential to the U.S. food supply chain, as well as other areas deemed in the national interest at the moment, and that includes care of hospitalized COVID-19 patients and medical research in the same area. And what we've seen in terms of practical matters is that an applicant may be able to request an exemption under one of these categories, and that exemption request goes to a centralized office in Washington, D.C., where a specific department will review those requests and get back to the U.S. consulate abroad on whether the visa can be issued. So even if we think that someone may qualify for an exemption as outlined in the proclamation, it could still be several weeks or perhaps months before that person is able to secure the visa pursuant to that exemption and actually be able to travel to the United States. So as an employer of foreign nationals, here are some things that you should definitely be doing next. First of all, if you haven't already done so, push out a communication to your foreign national employees, letting them know that you know about this proclamation and that you're clear on the impact of this proclamation on your employee population. Just a simple, straightforward email to your employees works for that purpose. For instance, you could say something like, "This restriction of entry will last until December 31st, 2020, and will impact foreign nationals who... 1. Were outside the U.S. as of June 24th. 2. Do not already have a valid non-immigrant visa travel document as of June 24. And 3. Do not have any other type of travel documentation that would permit them to enter the U.S. In addition, employees currently in the U.S. and work authorized status pursuant to one of these visas will not be impacted by this proclamation. This proclamation does not impact other visa types, such as F-1 students or TNs for Canadians and Mexicans. Adjudication at USCIS will not be impacted. Additionally, there is no impact on green card processes. But at this time, we do not recommend international travel if you're presently in the U.S., and any existing international travel plans should be carefully evaluated. So that's a simple and straightforward message to your employees to let them know that you are on top of this announcement and you know exactly whom it impacts, and to give them the heads up that as foreign nationals subject to certain restrictions, they are also responsible for monitoring their own travel plans and understanding related risks of travel at this time. Another great way of pushing out this type of messaging, in addition to by email, is corporate social media. We know a lot of our clients like to use corporate social media channels internally, and if you're running a corporate immigration program, this is a great way to broadcast your expertise and the corporate position as it relates to immigration policy impacts. It's also a great way to reach a potential audience internally that you may not have realized existed, such as hiring managers who may not have realized that immigration policies have a real impact on their own employees' quality of life, as well as getting visibility into foreign nationals in your population who might not be sponsored through the company because they have a family-based work authorization. But those individuals might have general concerns, and there may be steps that the company can take to support them. So corporate social media can be very useful for maintaining employee relations and really building that trust between your talent and your immigration program manager. so that your talented employees do feel valued by their employer and know that their employer is inclusive and truly cares about them. In addition to that, make sure you do have your arms around your foreign national employee population. I know that here at Ogletree, our immigration program management technology has employer and employee portal access, and we can use it easily to run analytics on your foreign national population, track their visa expiration dates, and really easily issue spot where immigration proclamations will impact your business. So if you don't have visibility into that population, definitely work with your immigration firm on getting that visibility through whatever cadence of regular reporting works for you. I think for most of my clients, they appreciate monthly reporting on all of their employees, upcoming expiration dates, and visibility into where we stand with respect to their various immigration processes. If you have that level of visibility into your employee population, you will be all the more prepared to address the impact of immigration policy changes on your business. In context of the recent proclamation, make sure your employees understand what a travel document is. If they have a valid visa sticker, which is a travel document in their passport, then according to this proclamation, they can leave the United States and re-enter with that valid document as long as they come back before it expires. If they do not have a valid visa sticker, then they need to be aware of ramifications if they decide to leave the U.S. at this time. Now, if they're coming up on their expiration date for their visa status and they are physically here in the U.S., they should stay in the U.S. where we can request to extend their status by filing with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, which, as I mentioned before, is not part of the State Department and is still operational and processing cases. And finally, be kind and patient with your employees. There's a lot of anxiety right now, and your employees may be juggling some difficult decisions about whether they'll see their family members abroad for the foreseeable future and how their lawful status in the U.S. is tied to maintaining employment with a U.S. company. So they have a lot going on their minds as well. And it's really important for employers to be mindful of that context. While we can't control for certain factors, such as whether the president will issue more immigration restrictions, we can control messaging and education for our employee populations, as well as for our other immigration stakeholders, like HRs and hiring managers. And we can stay on top of the news. For instance, this podcast is a great start. And if you haven't already done so, make sure to subscribe to our Beltway Buzz newsletter put out by our Ogletree Governmental Affairs and follow our Ogletree Immigration blog at our website. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes or through your favorite podcast service. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended or to be construed as legal advice.